Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now joining me in the studio now is a dancer from Ukraine who as a young boy always dreamed about dancing with Riverdance and now is doing just that on the Gaiety stage this weekend. Anton Tiblov, you're very welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi,
nice
how are
to be
you?
Here.
It's great to have you in. We're doing loads of 90s tunes. Do you mind me asking what year you were born?
Yeah, 89.
You're 89, so,
yeah.
So you're 90s.
I love 90s,
kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to love these tunes today. Can you tell me about being a young boy and tell me about growing up in Ukraine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm from south of Ukraine, from a town called Mykolaiv. And growing up, I went to dance when I was 7 years old. My parents took me to dance and I loved it. And when I kind of, by 15 years old, I decided to go professionally and then went to College of Art, after that University of Art, and straight after the university I start to work on cruise ships.
Hang on a second now, Anton. You decided to become a professional dancer at 15 years of age?
Oh yeah, absolutely, because I had to make a decision to kind of stay in school or go more professionally and go into the specialized college,
sure.
That dance college, and where I could learn and explore more about the dance and history of dance. We had all of that.
Incredible. Yeah. You must, I mean, you're obviously born to do this. When you went at a 7-year-old boy, was it something that you always wanted to do, or were you quite reluctant to go to that first class?
Yeah, I never even thought about dancing before, but just my parents, they just asked me, do you want to go and try? And probably from young age, I always have this thing you never know until you try. So
okay.
I tried it and I liked it.
What kind of dance are we talking?
Folk, Ukrainian folk dance.
Okay,
yeah.
Amazing. And then when did you first see Riverdance? I mean, is it popular in Ukraine?
It's not massive or anything, but I just know my mom bought me the VHS tape.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it and it was such an incredible show. And I love that because there is a folk section in the show.
There is,
and
yeah.
The dancers were incredible. And the music, the everything, the set, I fell in love with it straight away.
I know how you feel. I know every Irish person. It's one of the most... That and when we play Jackie's Army are two of the things in Irish history that the hair on the back of our neck stand up. It was one of those moments, wasn't it? It was this is an incredible piece of art that we're witnessing. So you studied dance and then worked on cruise ships, performing for 6 years. That life, that cruise ship lifestyle, is that crazy?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is crazy. It's tough, but amazing at the same time. If you're with the right mindset, if you're working hard, if you're with an open mind, you can it's the best place to be.
The best training.
For the young dancer,
yeah.
It's a good way to earn money, see the world, and meet so many amazing people and different choreographers and different dance styles of dance, because the shows were fantastic on cruise ships as well.
And that's obviously where you perfected, I'm presuming now, you perfected your English, because, I'm sure you did it on the cruise ships because you speak phenomenal English now.
Yeah, when my first contract, I couldn't speak any English. Yeah, I moved into the UK, and when you get thrown into the environment, you have no choice but to try to swim, and I try to adapt. Sometimes I was nodding to people but not understanding anything. But then I met my wife. She's British. She's from Liverpool, Jane. And she obviously taught me how to speak. And sometimes I had to ask people to translate if I wanted to tell her something.
Yeah. And you have to ask people to translate your wife? Because she probably had a Liverpoolian accent. And that can be quite difficult to decipher as well, like the Irish accent.
Yeah. Well, she's quite good. She was speaking slow to me.
Okay.
Because, yeah, she adapted her accent.
Oh,
yeah.
Good on her. Good on her. Yeah. So that's where you met your wife. So you never studied Irish dancing, yet you've ended up being a dancer in Riverdance. So tell me, how did the whole Riverdance thing kick off?
Yeah, so after the cruise ships, we started to work on land and in like different shows, pantomimes, because we got married and I went through the transition, became a resident in the mm-hmm. UK. And then all of a sudden, my friend from the university, he messaged me and he's been with Riverdance before, like 9 years ago. And he said, like, they have the show. If you want to do it, would be amazing. And oh, that was just perfect opportunity. I said, absolutely. And I start to practice, submitted the video and got approved. Yeah.
Got a call. You got the call.
I know.
Oh my days.
It was fantastic. Yeah.
That is a dream. So you do folk dancing in that, you do your folk dancing?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I do folk dancing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I believe you picked up some Irish dancing as well.
Yeah, well, just a little bit. We do in the final line, we do Irish dance together to get together and mm-hmm. unite all of the styles of dance and all the cultures and thank the audience because it's just fantastic.
I'm actually going to see it tonight, so you better be on your best behavior.
I will try to.
I'm taking my daughter and I know she's going to be hooked and begging me for Irish dancing lessons after she sees this show. Your family, still in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Where are they? How are things at the moment? How's life over there?
Yeah, they're still on the south of Ukraine. They're slightly outside of my town of Mykolaiv. They're in the village, which is a little bit further away from the intense area. But it's still loud. It's nonstop. Every day I'm messaging and I'm asking, okay, how was your night? They're telling me like, okay, we had like 8 air sirens. We went to the basement so it's nonstop. Like, it's just crazy. Like,
I'm sure this is one time they're happy you're away.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what they told me. Like, for the first time in their life, they're happy I'm not with them.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's quite emotional.
Your nephew is 21, is fighting on the front line, is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, he's on the east, yeah. He's joined the army just before the war started. And then he's now working in the army.
Okay. Well, we wish him every safety and hope he stays safe and all your family over there.
Thank you.
I mean, this is a dream of yours, doing mm-hmm. something like this. It takes incredible work to get to where you've been. So I do commend you on that because it's not just luck to get into a show like this. You have to be incredibly talented. Have you shown your family the videos of Riverdance? And how do they feel about it? They're like, what is this you're doing? What is this trickery, this foot trickery you're doing on stage with these crazy Irish people?
Yeah. It is difficult. It's a good show, but also you need to be on your A game.
Yeah.
And yeah. I showed my mom. I sent the video of Three Arena 25th anniversary. I sent the DVD for her to watch, and she obviously showed all my grandparents, all her friends, everyone around. So she knows what I do, and she's very proud. And in all of my parents,
absolutely. And it must give them a little bit of joy in a very dark time in their life. So that is just gorgeous. Anton, thank you so much for coming into the studio. The current Riverdance run is at the Gaiety. It actually finishes up this weekend. That's why I'm racing to see it tonight. So it's people's last chance to see the show for a while. Go and check out riverdance.ie for more info. And in the meantime, Anton, I wish you and your family all the very best.
Thanks for popping in.
Thank you.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.